For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. For the last decade, a 24/7 live stream of an eagle's nest in Big Bear has captivated people around the world. Its most famous occupants are Jackie and Shadow. Their nest is in a pine tree near an empty stretch of lakeshore. Plans to develop that lakeshore are underway, and the group that runs the camera is racing to stop it because they say it'll harm Jackie and Shadow. But biologists who study eagles say it's more complicated. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
Tune into the live stream, and it feels like you're in the eagle's nest as Big Bear Lake shimmers bright blue about a mile away. On a recent morning, Shadow glided into the nest with a fish to share with his eaglets. The live stream's creator, the late Sandy Steers, always marveled at how they captivated audiences. Here she is standing close to their tree in January 2025.
It's almost like they know they're on a television show and they're putting on special skits all day long, and it's just hilarious.
25 years ago, Steers helped found Friends of Big Bear Valley to stop a luxury housing and marina project on the lake's last undeveloped shore. In 2015, Steers started the Eagle Livestream. It's helped spread the group's conservation message. The San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors recently approved the development project, but Friends of Big Bear Valley is still fighting it. They say it will create stressful noise and boat traffic at the eagles' only undisturbed fishing spot and cut down trees where they perch to hunt. The owner and developer of the land, RCK Properties, declined an interview, but their project plans include protections for the eagles, like a neighborhood eagle watch, limitations on using the marina, and ongoing consultation with an arborist. Steers said those mitigation measures aren't enough.
It's requiring the homeowners association to police themselves and enforce the biological mitigation supposedly protecting bald eagles and the highly endangered plant species on this property.
That was her at a Board of Supervisors meeting last September. She died in February. But several independent eagle experts say that it's not clear that Jackie and Shadow would be negatively affected by this development. Biologists like Bill Bowerman of the University of Maryland College Park say the pair would probably be okay.
It sounds like the mitigation that has been proposed, it sounds reasonable.
Bowerman says things like tree maintenance and closing the marina during the winter breeding season are what he'd do. In fact, he's authored similar conservation plans. He says the boat activity probably won't interfere much.
Most of the times they're fishing really early in the morning when people typically aren't there.
But Bowerman and other experts say they're concerned about the impact this development will have on eagles who aren't already established in this area. Peter Nye is a retired biologist from New York's Department of Environmental Conservation. He says development takes away habitat from eagles. Right now, that area is full of trees that eagles could nest in.
But as long as that territory is maintained, that allows eagles to continue to perpetuate.
Friends of Big Bear Valley is engaged in one last-ditch effort to save this land. Just before Sandy Steers died, she negotiated a deal with RCK Properties to purchase the land for $10 million, if she could raise the money. So far, they've raised over $4 million. The deadline is July 31st. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in San Bernardino.
The twice-yearly changing of the clocks could be a thing of the past if legislation currently in Congress that calls for permanent daylight time makes it through. But even as annoying as some people find the back and forth of the time shift in the spring and the fall, that doesn't necessarily mean sticking to one would go over well. America has tried it before. In 1973, Congress passed a law instituting permanent daylight saving time for what was supposed to be a trial period that was repealed after public outcry. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.